This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Self-Help Show. This is Gina, and I am your host. Today's conversation is about growth through discomfort and what it really takes to build, break, rebuild, and rise again. Because to be honest, life is never straightforward. It's like this. So my guest on today's show is Kelvin G. Abrams, better known as the Get Uncomfortable Guy. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's an author. He's a motivational force, and he's built multiple businesses. Before I can go forward, please tell us everything, Kelvin. I hand it over to you.
Well, first, thank you, Gina, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. The Get Uncomfortable Guy is something that I kind of created. I called myself the Get Uncomfortable Guy because, every day as an entrepreneur, I feel that, you're uncomfortable. And if you're not, then it's time to get uncomfortable. And that's kind of what the book is about, too, Get Uncomfortable is basically not just only a phrase. It's basically how entrepreneurs live. That's why the book is called Get Uncomfortable or Change Course, just because being an entrepreneur, any entrepreneur would tell you, any millionaire, any billionaire that's an entrepreneur would tell you that things change from day to day, from hour to hour, and you have to be ready to conquer it. And that's the whole get uncomfortable part. And that's why I like to call myself the Get Uncomfortable Guy, because I have had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of, trials and tribulations and things that would have and should have set me back. But I stayed the course. That's what it takes. Is it takes tenacity and it takes a strong person to stay the course, because like you said, there are a lot of challenges in life and you're going to find them every single day, multiple times a day as an entrepreneur. So you're putting out fires all day long as an entrepreneur.
Right. That makes so much sense. I am an entrepreneur myself as well. And I don't really talk about, well, maybe I do, but not into detail of all the things that I do. But most people that have followed me from the first episode to now, they kind of already know. So I want you to kind of tell us maybe some of your businesses or like the serial entrepreneurship term, because it's always very important to have our listeners kind of know who you are, So over to you.
Absolutely. So my very first business was, if I'm telling the truth, my very first business was way back when I was like in elementary school. We would, get candy and soda and things like that and sell it. We would sell candy to our friends, and then toys that we weren't using, we would sell out of our window and sell them to our friends, just to hustle and make money. Then also I had a cousin who since has passed away, but he played in the NFL. And so we would take his autograph and we would try to sell his autograph for like 50 cents or a dollar just to try to hustle and make money. So my true entrepreneurial businesses started when I was a kid. But my official one as an adult was Tiki's Playhouse. And that's been here in existence 17 years. And that's actually where I'm sitting right now. And back behind me are my dogs. So this is the one that's Tiki. And that's who we named Tiki's Playhouse after. He was a Weimaraner that passed away. 3 years, 3 weeks, and 3 days. Oh, I'm sorry. He was 11 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days old when he passed away. And so I took it kind of hard, and I started Tiki's Playhouse. The next business from there was a doggy ice cream truck. I was the first doggy ice cream truck in Maryland, and I kept that for about 2 years. And I had so much fun riding around the ice cream truck. But then again, from there, I started a coffee shop called K9 and Coffee. and I had to sell or get rid of the business for the ice cream because I'm only one person and I couldn't do it all. And so the third official business was is K90 Coffee. And that's also located in the same building where I am at with Tiki's Playhouse, but in a different section. And we basically sell organic coffee there. And from there, the opportunity presented itself to purchase a small gym, which is actually directly across the street from my other two businesses. So it was a great opportunity. And another thing, Gene, I like to say, and I talk in my book about is that when opportunity comes, whether you're ready or not, you know, you have to take advantage of it because you never know if and when that opportunity will come back around. And most of the times it doesn't. And I have a really good friend who likes to explain it this way. He says, you know, opportunity is like this ugly box that has holes in it, masking tape all around it, and Band-Aids all on it. And he says, you got to take that ugly box and then you have to make it into like a nice, pretty teal green Tiffany box with a nice little red white bow on it, you know, and that's opportunity. Is it comes in many different ways and it's ugly, but you know, you have to take advantage of it. And so I didn't have the money to per se purchase the gym completely outright. So what I did was, again, as an entrepreneur, I solved the problem. And what I did was I got two investors to invest with, help me with a down deposit. And then I eventually paid those investors off. And now that's where I have the gym. So I have the gym. So those are the three businesses. And then, of course, my book, Get Uncomfortable or Change Course, is the last venture that I've done. But I have many more that are up here. And, you know, again, as an entrepreneur, you know, I'm always coming up with ideas. I'm always coming up with businesses. And it's just like the day isn't long enough for me. I just am only one person. I wish I can clone myself and have three of me because I'd probably have 10 businesses if I can clone myself. That's how the brain works for me.
Trust me, I feel like this day and age, oh my gosh, as you were speaking, I have so many things to say because I can totally relate. And I think what you were saying with all those ventures and trying and doing this and extending and almost growing, it's almost like that's like a classic entrepreneurship roadmap. It's opportunity is never like coming to you with a halo and golden wings and like fluff dust and sprinkles. No, opportunity is ugly. It's almost like bandages and stitches.
Yes.
And sometimes it stinks.
It does, literally. But then that's what you do. As an entrepreneur, you solve the problem, you know? I love to say, I don't know where I heard it, but I heard it from somewhere, but entrepreneurs stand on top of a cliff and we jump. We don't worry about a parachute. We don't worry about a net at the end of the road. We don't worry about that. What we do is we jump and we figure that out on the way down and we grow our wings on the way down. And that's how we soar because entrepreneurs aren't afraid. And if you're afraid to get uncomfortable, find another job, find another source of income because it's not for you. Change direction.
Oh, my God. It's like, finally, it's like every single thing that I've gone through, every single thing that I've experienced, there is somebody out there. And this is you right here, like saying it out. I always used to say this term, I think 2-3 years ago to people in my life at that time or in my circle still, that you jump off a cliff. You are just jumping off a cliff. You don't know how to fly. You can't really see what's beneath you, but you just have faith and you trust and you believe that as you are jumping, you are going down. But as you are going down, your wings are going to start growing effective immediately and they will carry you so you don't hit the ground. That's how entrepreneurs win.
Exactly, you know, and as you're going down and as you're jumping, what's happening is you're picking up your circle. You're picking up the people that are going to support you, that are the ones underneath your wings that are helping you fly. So, you know, that's very important, you know, and I have a great team around me. Charlotte Zhang is the one who introduced me to you. She's my publicist for the book and she helps me out with marketing. Let me tell you, Charlotte is on it. You know, she does a wonderful job. She's putting me on podcast after podcast. So that's my publicist. So she's great. And then I have a mentor. I call him Uncle Willie. He's not really my uncle, but everybody calls him Uncle Willie and my mentor. So it's kind of like Charlotte's on one wing, Uncle Willie's on the other wing, and they're helping me soar and they're helping me fly. And I always tell people that you need a mentor, because a mentor, and not only just a mentor, you need a mentor who's been there, who's done it, you know. And Uncle Willie is a self-made man, and he tells me all the time stories about his businesses. He's 75 years old and he still runs a business every day, and he's working every single day because that's him. Wow. That's who he is. And so I always tell people, you need to find a mentor that has been in your shoes. So Uncle Willie has not always been successful. There were times when he was almost on the verge of filing bankruptcy and he was having hard times with his family, but he made it through. And so when I need encouragement,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
In words, I go to Uncle Willie and other friends, you know, not just Uncle Willie. I have other friends in my circle. And then I have a great CPA in my circle. I have a great bookkeeper in my circle. So you got to make sure your circle is tight, because that's the ones that are going to help you fly with your wings. Those are the ones that are going to keep your wings flapping, and that's how you're going to fly. And if you don't have a good team around you, you're going to sink.
That is so true. And this is also something I learned this year, actually, because before I was just doing everything on my own. But this year, I always had like the space of trust, but then I got disappointed and heartbroken by those people that I trusted the most. So what that does is it kind of puts you in a space where you still have to trust again, but then it's painful when they betray you or new people betray you again. But you can't not trust, because if you don't trust, then how are you going to make it happen, right? Yeah. So fast forward this year, I kind of let my guard down a bit, and I kind of trust like anybody that's coming into my space, because I know when you are building a team, you have to trust and believe these people that you're building with. And even if they are not where you want them to be, there's always that room of understanding that nobody's perfect, you know, as much as they also have what they are dealing with, the fact that they said, yes, I can help you. Yes, let's do this. Even if sometimes they don't even honor it, but the fact that whatever they agreed to took you from a point to a next point, and you just keep building that way.
Yeah, that, you know, that's just like this. The old saying is that failure equals success, right? And I was literally just having this conversation yesterday with an employee of mine, talking to her about how, you know, I get so angry when people disappoint me, and I get so angry when people screw me over. And, you know, it seems like business owners, honest business owners, it seems like that we try, like you said, we try to be honest and open with everyone. We try to trust everyone. And my philosophy, I learned this way back when I was at Rutgers University. There was a biology teacher. He walks in the room and he says, everyone has an A plus. And crowd, and, you know, students were like, yeah. And then he was like, the hardest thing is to maintain that A plus. And so I've taken that, and this has been 20 years ago or more. And I've taken that philosophy, and that's how I treat people. So when I meet people, if I meet you, if I meet whoever, and I try to bring you into my circle, you automatically start at an A plus. I have no reason to doubt you. I have no reason not to trust you. I have no reason to think you're going to steal from me. I have no reason at all. So I'm opening up my heart. I'm opening up my circle, and I'm bringing you in. And I was literally just saying yesterday that it feels like when you do that, you get screwed over as a business owner, because people want to take advantage of you. They think you got all this money. They don't know how hard you work. And they expect things that, you know, that is just unattainable. And it's very frustrating. But just like you said, you have to do it all over again. And what I do is I pray, I have faith, I thank God in the morning, I thank God at night, and throughout the day, you know, when I'm having troubles, you know, I have a cross. So I wear a cross, I kiss my cross, and I hold my cross, and I'll say a prayer throughout the day. So he's always with me. And so it's faith. You just got to have faith. But you're going to have these people that disappoint you and let you down. Let me tell you, it's a struggle.
Yeah, it's part of the whole process. I had to just embrace it like that, because what I realized is we are all human. Nobody's perfect. Maybe in that particular point, that person's reacting and behaving the way they are because there's something that kind of happened in their life that I'm not aware of, and that kind of changed their trajectory. So, for example, if we were going to travel together to go to Mozambique, for example, and then all of a sudden we set everything, we're ready, we've invested money in whatever project that we're working on, and then all of a sudden somebody can't go. It's so many reasons can be explained, right? But then it's a disappointing factor to me. It's a disappointing factor to maybe whoever we were gonna meet. It's just a disappointment. But I think what makes us best in entrepreneurs is how do you come back? So I think introducing today's topic, right? I love how our discussion is just flowing. I haven't even introduced the topic, but it's just mostly you learn, you earn, and you gain. This is your motto, right? Did I say it right? Learn, earn, return.
Learn, earn, return.
And rebuilding through discomfort, this is our topic. So I want to just ask you, what inspired that philosophy? And where did it come from, really?
I would love to say I created it or I came up with it, but a good friend of mine, you know, we talk a lot, and he's also a mentor, if you will. I've known him 40 plus something years. And, you know, we were talking about this one day, this whole philosophy about learning, earning, and then the return part of it is something I came up with. But yeah, earn, earn, return is something that I've been living by for probably the last 15 years or so, because it takes a village to raise an entrepreneur. It takes a village to stabilize an entrepreneur, and that's the learning process of it. And the learning process for me is making sure I build that team. So I've learned from my mistakes of bringing people in a circle, and I continuously learn, because being a business owner doesn't mean you know everything. It doesn't mean you have the right answers. And so what I do is I go to my mentors. I go to people I trust. I go to my circle of friends that I trust, and I learn from them. And I grow from them. So, you know, everybody from Uncle Willie to Charlotte to my CPA to my bookkeeper, you know, I talk to these people, to my marketing person, I talk to these people, and I take a little bit. I'm like a honeybee, take a little bit of honey from each one of them, and I go ahead and I build my nest from that. So that's the whole learn part. And then not only that, as an entrepreneur, you know, you never stop learning. You know, I listen to podcasts, I listen to audio books and, you know, self-help books and things like that. So as an entrepreneur, you got to stay on your game, because you never know when an opportunity presents itself. And that's the whole learn part. And I'm working with someone right now. I have an apprentice through the state of Maryland, and I'm explaining to her that very philosophy, which is, you know, opportunities may not be pretty. It may not be what you think. It may not be the type of business you want to be involved in, but business is business. No matter if you're a florist, no matter if you own a card shop, you know, or a gift card shop, or if you own a doggy daycare, the basics of business is still ABC. And so that's the whole learning part of it. And then the earning part of it is that, you know, obviously earning meaning financially, but not just financially, you're earning people's respect. You're earning people's belief. You're earning people's trust. So learn, earn. And not only that, you're earning financially. You know, of course, that's being an entrepreneur is all about. Earning is very difficult part. That's the hardest part, is earning. And what I mean by that is there are ups, there are downs. You have to figure it out, and you always have to pay your employees first. And I live by that philosophy is, you know, I take care of my team first, because without the employees, I don't have a business. And so I'm earning everybody's respect. I'm earning everybody's trust and belief in me. And then obviously return for me is giving back, because 17 years I've been doing this, and there's a lot of people that I need to thank. I mean, from my banker to Uncle Willie to, again, Charlotte, to my friends, to my previous marketing team, to my previous lawyer, to my landlord has been great to me. Oh, man, my landlord has been so great to me, you know, And so it's all about returning and giving back. And that's why I wrote the book. And that's why I have an online course as well, too, called Get Uncomfortable or Change Course, because I want to try to help people. Again, I didn't do this alone. I've had people that I have to thank, and too many people for me to thank, because of the fact that, you know, it takes a village to raise an entrepreneur. It really does. You can't do it alone.
That is so true. You can never do it alone. I know this. I suffered from burnout multiple times. But for me, let me tell what that looks like. For example, for me to actually suffer burnout is not to say I never reached out or asked for help or this or that. I really did. And where I come from, it's just very unfortunate that there's a lot of crab mentality. And this is not me trying to be negative. This is me stating the facts, the existing facts of what that looks like. And then
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
There's also people that were in that crab bucket, but they've also managed to come out. So those are kind of the people that I have been fortunate enough to meet, and I'm grateful to have worked with and kind of exchanged ideas where they can help me where they can, and if they can't, it's also okay, you know. But I think it's a matter of just realizing where you're coming from, where you stand, and learning from those experiences and choosing what works for you, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I too have, I deal with depression. I deal with anxiety. You know, at night I can't sleep because the brain is like, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to pay the bills. And the brain just won't stop. And also I've dealt with a lot of personal issues like surgeries. Man, I can't tell you, my body has been through a lot.
Really?
And, you know, I've had, I can't tell you how many surgeries, 12 or so. In fact, I just came from surgery last week. I had an inguinal hernia repair. And I think this is my third hernia repair. I've had carpal tunnel surgery, back surgery, two hip replacements, rotator cuff surgery, and all of this in the 17 years here that I've been in business. So my body has been through a lot, and my mom has been there the entire time. Every time I go to surgery, my mom drops me off. She picks me up. And then my mom comes here and tells my staff what I'm not supposed to do. And she not really threatens my staff, but you have moms. She sits there and she'll have that mom look and go, don't you let my son do this. And here's my number. If he tries to do this, you call me. So she has that kind of mentality. But yeah, you know, it's tough. I mean, you go through a lot emotionally, personally, physically. And that's why we as entrepreneurs, we say to people, you know, it's not all, you know, what you think it is. It's a lot of hard work. Everybody thinks being an entrepreneur is nothing more than handing out your business card. Hey, this is my business. Hey, I get free time. Hey, I can eat lunch whenever I want. Hey, I can travel to wherever I want to go. But that's not the case.
It's not the case, especially if you're trying to build a legacy, especially if you're trying to break generational curses, especially if you're trying to liberate your people. It's almost like you're in between. Your people are almost like shocked with everything you're doing and they can't understand it and they think you're crazy. At the same time, the system that oppress your people can see you coming up and they want to destroy everything that you're coming up with. And you kind of like stuck in between, as in like, oh my goodness, like this is what I'm dealing with as an entrepreneur. However, once you grow and you become that establishment, then you take care not only of your people, but the future as well.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So this is very important, I think, to even people that are listening, that when you see entrepreneurs out there, especially the honest, real ones, just give them a hug or, you know, support them. And maybe you may not understand what they're going through and what they're doing, but the fact that they're waking up every single day and they're trying this thing that you cannot see any result of, just believe in them and have trust in what they're doing.
It's tough. You know, again, I was just talking about this yesterday to my apprentice, is, you know, when I get up in the mornings, you know, as I get older and as I do this, you know, my body hurts. I'm so exhausted. I'm tired from not sleeping. But I get up every day and I have to say my prayers and I thank God. And then I just do it all over again. So it's kind of like being a robot, you know.
And yeah, it's almost like a routine that works for you.
Right. But the thing is I have a greater responsibility. We all have a greater responsibility as an entrepreneur. And that is, people are depending on us to pay their bills, to take care of their children, their parents, you know, to pay their car note. People are depending on us. And so no matter how bad of a day I'm having, or no matter what type of surgery I have, I got to get up the next day. And I have done that with every single surgery, including my back surgery, is you have to get up the next day and you got to work. And so even though I was laying flat on my back with the back surgery, I had my computer, I had my phone, I was taking calls, I was answering stuff, I was working, because people depend on me for a paycheck. And that is a huge responsibility. And that is what keeps me up at night, is making sure I can pay everybody's checks.
Yeah. And you actually, it's almost like you kind of leaning into what I wanted to ask you, because as much as you have kind of set this for yourself, it's working. What's like the advice that you would give someone, right? Let's say somebody decided to become an entrepreneur maybe this year. So this is like their first year. What kind of advice would you give listeners, you know, for them to like rebuild? Or it could be like maybe building. They were an entrepreneur 2024. It failed and they kind of give up. What's the advice you'd give to them for like business life and for anyone who's starting from scratch?
Is to not give up. Go back to the drawing board and redesign it. You know what I mean? There have been plenty of times when I failed in businesses. I failed with certain plans in my business, and you just have to revisit it. You know, take the time, take a couple of days, take a week, take a year, whatever you need to take, but rebuild. And what I mean by rebuild is get a different team, get a different mentor. Go get free advice from places. You know, there's a place called SCORE here in Maryland, or all over in the United States. And basically it's part of the SBA program, Small Business Administration program, and it's free. So go get counseling from SCORE representatives who are business owners and or were business owners, and sit down with them and redesign your plan, revisit your business plan. Like you said before, your business plan is your roadmap. And if it's not working and you keep getting caught in dead ends, or you keep running off the road, or you keep meeting roads that are under construction, that's telling you your roadmap is leading you in the wrong direction. You need to find someone else who can help you with that roadmap and get your car and get you moving in the right direction. So you do pivot all the time. I've had a business owner, several business owners who are multimillionaires tell me that every 3 years, a business owner should be reinventing themselves. That doesn't mean, you know, start new businesses. No, no, no. What it means is take your current business and reinvent yourself. You don't want to be stagnant. That's how businesses fail. When you just sit there and you say, hey, we're doing a great job, and you don't change anything, that's how businesses fail. So every 3 years, you should be reinventing yourself.
Right. I love that. That is very powerful. So now we are like in the age of social media and AI and tech and this and that. What's your kind of insight when it comes to learning, earning and returning? Are you into those kind of things, or are you kind of in the, you know, like the doggy shelter or the doggy care, and you kind of like there all? Give us your insights.
So AI is new. Well, not new, but a lot of businesses now are doing it. And I'm dabbling in it a little. I should say my apprentice is dabbling in AI a little bit with videos and creation and things like that. So I think it's great for social media. I think I think people like to see these things on social media. But at the same time, I think people like to see real things. AI is real, but it's generated by a computer. So when we post on social media, we try to only limit how much AI we use with videos, because people really want to see, for example, their dogs. They want to see their dogs. They want to see their dogs running around with other dogs. So that's how we do it here at Tiki's Playhouse. And with my coffee shop, we do use AI a lot for the coffee shop and my bar. Oh, I forgot to mention I have a bourbon bar. So we are coffee shop in the daytime, in the morning, and then K9 and Coffee turns into K9 and Coffee Lounge in the afternoon, and we sell bourbon and alcohol. So we're a bar basically in the afternoon.
Sounds like fun.
And what we do is we use a lot of AI for that, just because we like to have pouring of drinks and show the happy hour vibe and all of that stuff. But yeah, I think a little bit of AI would go a long way versus a lot of AI. I think people still want to connect with the business owner and connect emotionally with that person, and AI is just not going to do it.
That I think that's true. I kind of agree. I also feel like I think there's multiple aspects of AI. There's the creative side of things, and then there's the enabling side of things, where it's kind of doing a lot of the other stuff that, you know, we had to kind of do manually. But if you have systems in place, then it kind of makes it easier for you, you know?
It does. But you know what? You know, as a business owner, you need to learn it the proper way. You need to learn business the proper way. Because let's say AI all of a sudden goes away. Let's say ChatGPT is not there anymore. You know, and it's like, you need to learn the true basics of business or writing or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
You need to learn the true basics. AI shouldn't be everything. And unfortunately, I think the youth growing up, or what do you call these people now? Gen X's, Gen Y's, Gen whatever you call them. I think they're using AI and all that stuff as a crutch. And it's a tool, not a crutch. I think you have to learn the basics, you know, not use it as a crutch.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. This is almost like a generational debate, and I don't want us to go there.
No. Yeah.
The conversation would take a turn. But yeah, it's all good. We actually almost 30 minutes in. This conversation has been amazing. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. So before we end, I want us as entrepreneurs to kind of give people a taste of how amazing it is to be an entrepreneur. This can be from your experiences. You know, this is because obviously there are these crazy challenges that we go through that are so painful and excruciating. But then there's also the cream of the crop, you know, the goodness, tell us your experience.
Yeah. So, I mean, you hit it right on the head, man. It's fun. I really love being an entrepreneur. And the best part about it, I have several stories I can tell you, but the best part about it is I love when clients come in the door, especially for the dog business. I love when clients come in the door and they go, my dog loves this place. All I have to say is, do you want to go to Tiki's? The dog jumps up, their ears is up, they're wagging their tails, and they're so happy, right? And so I love to see that. And then I love when these parents show us videos of it, because there are a lot of parents that say, watch this. And they do a video and it's like, you want to go to Tiki's? And you see the dog pop up. And then it's gratifying to me. And then when I see the dogs in a parking lot dragging their parents, dragging them inside, that lets me know that we're doing something good here, you know? So that's the good feeling that I have. So being an entrepreneur to me is all about the feeling, and that's the return. That's what these people are giving me, is the feeling. Mm-hmm. And then in the bar, when I do my bar at night, is I love sitting there and just talking to people and laughing with people, and they come in the door and it's like, everybody knows my name coming in the door. And we all joke about it and say, it's like Cheers, where, you know, everybody knows your name. You know, you walk in the door, Norm. So everybody walks in the door, hey, Kelvin, how you doing, Kelvin? So that makes me feel good too. And then educating them on bourbon and educating normal on the bourbon that I have is just a wonderful thing. And then at the gym, you know, helping people achieve their goals at the gym is a wonderful thing. Helping people start programs with personal trainers, or me introducing my personal trainers to them, you know, that's also a wonderful thing too. So there's a lot of wonderful things about being an entrepreneur. There's a lot of hard stuff too. But for me, the most rewarding is when you have a client, whether they write a review or whether they come in person and they thank you and they say, my dog loves it here. That's the reward that I look forward to as an entrepreneur. It's not the financials. It's not the lunch break anytime you want. It's not the taking a vacation whenever you want. It's not that. It's not the benefits of writing things off and getting a car. And that's not it. For me, it's here. It's the return. It's the heart. It's why I'm in business. So that's what is good to me as being an entrepreneur.
Thank you so much for sharing the entrepreneurship language, because that is our language. Most people don't get it. They don't understand it, because as you were speaking, it's like, oh my goodness. Yes, the money is almost like a byproduct. It's almost like if you're cooking, right, there is steam. Money is that, but you're not going to think about
if you're cooking, there's steam, and that's money. I'm going to steal that from you. I'm going to use that.
Exactly. It's like money is steam, but there's the dish. There is the ingredients. There's the eating after that. Yes. But money is just this. It's the steam. You know, and you keep cooking again. For me personally, right, I love seeing the comments. I love, for example, I did this, I used to do solo recordings of my podcast before, and I shared on Snapchat one of the days when I was exploring Snapchat, and this random guy messaged me. He said, my goodness, I never knew that we can forgive people even if they don't ask us for an apology. Already, that changes that person's personality entirely, right? Because now they know that they can actually forgive someone. So they're letting go of the grudge completely. For me, that is like, even if I don't get comments or whatever, that one person's testimony that what I shared helped them change their thinking, for me, that's it.
Yes.
For me, that's it. Even in the digital marketing business, when I see clients happy and they're like, oh my God, Gina, you did amazing. This is great. I love it so much. Our numbers are looking good. Oh my God, you did this, you did that. For me, that is what, that is the entrepreneurship language. That's why I do it.
Yeah, that's the return.
I think it takes a lot of entrepreneur people, or people that have the entrepreneurship mindset or the entrepreneurship spirit, to actually like understand that, because I don't think it's everyone, and I don't think everybody should be an entrepreneur. But I think those that get the calling, or those that realize that whatever they're going through isn't how things are supposed to be, and they have the ideas and the passions and they pursue them, then they understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed myself as well, too. And I would definitely love to be a part of your podcast again in the future.
Absolutely. I'll definitely. Everybody who's been here can be repeat 2 times, 3 times. That door is open.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Before we go, there's one thing that I do with all the guests. I always ask you to tell us something that only you know. Only you know, nobody else knows, and you're saying it here for the first time.
Ooh. I'm pretty much like an open book, so something I don't
mean, it can be maybe an observation, it can be something that you came across, it can be something that you saw, maybe you were at a grocery store or anywhere, it can be anything funny or admirable or motivational, anything.
Tell people something they don't know.
So that nobody else knows, but only you know. So this is something that only you know, something you've kept to yourself. Nobody else know, and you're only saying it here for the first time.
The only thing I can think of is I hate liver and onions.
What?
That's all I can do.
Wait, say you hate what? Eating onions or
liver and onions? As growing up as a kid, our parents used to make us eat liver and with fried onions on top. Ugh. You know, so I absolutely hate liver and onions. So that's the only, that's all I can
say. No, you hate it with a passion.
With a passion.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So where can people find you? On social media, websites, all of that.
Perfect. Tiki'sPlayhouse.com, K9andCoffee.com, American Fitness Express. And then I have my own website called KelvinAbrams.com. And it'll have links to all my podcasts and it'll have links to all my businesses. And then also I'm on LinkedIn, you know, Kelvin Abrams on LinkedIn. So there's plenty of ways to find me. And if you just Google my name, Kelvin Abrams, you'll see me all over Google.
Yes. And AI knows you very well, by the way.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. I really had such an amazing time. And to the listeners, I hope you had an amazing time as well. This was really, really, really interesting. And I look forward to having you back soon.
Yes. Thank you very much. You have a good day. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome.